Hello.
Hello, we're calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak with Michael?
You're calling for who?
We're calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you.
We're both retired.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances
definitely?
Okay, thank you so much. And I know what's your age?
74. Who are you with?
We're calling from Washington Opinion Survey, sir. And just
Washington
to be
State
sure,
or?
Washington Opinion Surveys. Just to be sure, we are representing.
Who sponsors? Who's paying for this survey?
Well, we are not being hired by any political partner,
okay,
or something like that. It is just like a regular survey. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusikamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Who did you say?
Sure, her name is Mary Glusikamp-Perez.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove?
She's doing fine.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for the member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The list is the following: protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or combating threats to our democracy.
Oh, brother. I don't even remember the list.
Okay, I can repeat it again if you would like to.
Well,
okay, so
they need to put abortion rights back where it was and leave it alone. And they need to leave Social Security alone, strengthen that.
Okay, so you mentioned abortion, and what was the second one?
Keep their hands off of Social Security and Medicare. Mm-hmm. They need to strengthen it, actually.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how much will you rate him?
70.
Okay, the next one is Donald Trump.
0.
The next one is Dave Ricketts.
What was that one?
Dave Ricketts.
I'm not familiar with
him.
Okay. I'm not familiar with him.
The next one is Bob Ferguson.
Ferguson?
Yes, Bob Ferguson.
I don't know that one either. Sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. The next one is Mary Glusenkamp Paris.
Yes, probably 70.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Kent.
5.
Okay. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
Progressive Democrats or Democrat Democrats?
Democrats in Congress.
About a 55.
Okay, and Republicans in Congress?
10.
Okay, thank you. And thank you so much. If the election of president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden by far.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the elections for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Not Kent. Mary Cantwell, yeah.
Sorry, just to double check, you will vote for Joe Kent or for Mary Paris?
Marie, not Joe Kent. I wouldn't vote for Joe Kent.
Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024 if there is a first chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support him?
I would never support him.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of the Congress. For each one of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first attribute is a fighter for the working class.
A what?
A fighter for the working class.
I'm not getting you there.
Sure. I'm going to give you a list of attributes that, for your own opinion, you think if it is an attribute that a member of the Congress should have, to your opinion or not. So you can rate it from 0 to 10 on how important it is on your own scale. So the first the first attribute will be a congressman or a member of the Congress that is a fighter for the working class. How will you rate
10.
This? Okay.
10.
The next attribute is someone you can trust.
Do I want somebody I can trust? Is that what you're...
Mm-hmm. Correct. How important is for you to have, for that person to have these attributes?
That's a 10.
Thank you. The next attribute is a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
I'd be a 10 also.
Okay, thank you. The next one is a leader who understands our weight of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
To protect what? I missed that part.
To protect it. To protect the weight your life is on the Southern Washington?
I mean, it's pretty good here. I'd say 8.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
That's 100, yeah, 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Clusa Camperis. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary and, for a congressman. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement is that Mary Clusa Camperis is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play a partisan political game. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress rather than...
I'll say 7.
Okay. Thank you. The next statement is that in February of 2020, Mary Clusa Camperis miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a walk of protesters to get to the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control.
Give her 9 on that.
Okay, thank you. And the next statement is that Mary Clusa Camperis shows up, she listens to our community and take her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeding security the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 breach.
7.
Okay, thank you. So the next one is that sometimes over the course of survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't, but if you would like to ask again, if the election of Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Clusa Camperis?
Mary Kent, well.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is that Joe Kent support an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant.
To simplify all this, I give Joe Kent a 0 on everything.
Okay. So I need to read the next one. We can trust Joe Kent to put what's best for the working families above the big special interest backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would you rate it from 0 to 10?
0, yeah. 0, yeah.
Thank you so much. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say that you're more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Never, ever.
Okay, thank you so much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Say that again.
Sure. After all the information given here and what you just heard about Joe Kent, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I'm not getting it, Doctor. I would never support him, so if that means anything.
Okay, let me write that down.
anybody that's endorsed by Donald Trump, I don't want.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What was the last year what?
Of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. And are you married, and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or
married? Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Plus my
grandchildren are older than that.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I don't prefer the word liberal. I say progressive.
Okay. Oh, sorry, but that's not an option here. It is only very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal.
Liberal. That's because the Democrats don't like the progressives, that's why.
Okay. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services, like twice a week or more, every week?
How come that? It's weird that progressive wouldn't be put on there. There's quite a few members of Congress that are progressive.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just wonder who's running this survey, since the progressives aren't even allowed a voice, a choice.
To be honest, it's just an impartial. We are not even able to take, like, sides. It's just the survey that they have created. So we're just asking the question.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Democrats and Republicans, but you don't mention progressives on as any choice of anything. I find that a little bit strange.
Okay, I understand. In that case, would you like to share with us if you attend church or religious services, or in how often?
What's that? I'm sorry. I got hearing aids, so it's a little hard for me.
Sure. Sorry. How often do you attend church or religious services? Do you do it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times
a year? Church is a waste of time. I never go.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that was all. Thank you so much for your opinion. That's the end of the survey. I really appreciate you taking the time today with the survey.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day. Bye.